I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Teak, this story caught our attention. It's been on our radar now for about a week or so about the Alliance of American Football, and we're joined by J.K. McKay. McKay, you know the name well from football circles, of course, long entrenched director of football operations for the aforementioned AAF. I want to get to know a little bit more about it and the vision. J.K., Teak, and Tierney, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Awesome. We have one request before we pump out the Tiki, and I need to be the first broadcast team. We need to be the A team for all future broadcasts here for the AAF. Can we establish that right now?
That is done. The only issue will be whether we pay you anything at all.
Hey, listen. As long as I can do fantasy in the booth, I think I'm okay. And I got to be honest, J.K. When I read the story and we talked about it when it first dropped, and by the way, congratulations. It seems like a very interesting and more importantly, a very viable initiative because you're attacking things that people care about. And unlike other leagues that may fail or fledgling operations, you seem to embrace a concept that most people love, and that is the fantasy aspect. And I think that's very smart on your point and on your part. That was a primary part of your presentation. How did you guys arrive at that, and was everybody on board with that initially?
Absolutely. If people smarter than I at the league level are dealing with that, it's all about, for us, it's about a couple things, this league to me. It's all about the players. It's much a players' league. That's why we've got Troy Polamalu and Jared Allen and Justin Tuck and Hines Ward on to make sure that we're doing everything. We're a partnership with the players.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's about fans, and it's about fan engagement. You know, there's going to be an Alliance app which will live stream all of the games, and at the same time, there'll be in-game fantasy available through the app. So it's things that are beyond me. I'm more of a football guy, but it's I think it's the future, and we have people that really embrace it and are really excited about it.
Yeah, no, you're starting to hear some interesting names as coaches pop up. We just saw Steve Spurrier, Mike Singletary. What's the reality behind those guys getting involved with this on a coaching level?
Well, I'll tell you, we're excited about the coaches that we are talking to. We're finalizing deals. We're going to announce them, all eight, I believe, and all eight cities over the next, call it 6 weeks, in the various cities. But those are, I can't say anything beyond that. I will tell you this, an interesting fact about Coach Spurrier is in 1976, I caught passes from him on the Tampa Bay when I played for the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Hey, you were the only Buck who caught one that year.
I didn't catch many.
I hear you. J.K. McKay is with us, Director of Football Ops, the Alliance of American Football, talking about that here on Tiki and Tierney.
Now, J.K., interesting because your brother is the president and CEO of the Atlanta Falcons, also the chairman of the Competition Committee of the National Football League. So I wonder, obviously, conversations you've had with him about this league, and what's the relationship with the NFL, if there is one at all?
Well, there isn't a relationship. Well, we like to think that, and you know, obviously, as brothers, we'll talk. I told him, you know, what was being proposed to me, and what the what I was thinking about doing, and you know, and we talk from time to time. But he's got his own job, and
yeah.
this league is we think it's a complement to the NFL. We don't see it as a developmental league. It's a standalone league. It's in a time of year where nobody else is playing this sport, and what we see it as is a chance for players to either begin their career where they didn't get into the NFL, maybe extend their career, or even in some cases revive their career. You know, so it's an opportunity. It creates jobs, and Tiki, as you know, there's a fine line between the guys that make it and the guys that don't. And sometimes, you know, sometimes guys just need an opportunity to play.
Yeah.
And once you see him play, you kind of say, wow, that guy's better than I thought. He didn't look so good at the combine, but he can play.
Yeah.
You know, so there are a lot of those guys. So I think we'll have an out in our contracts that says, you know, when you're done with us, if you get an opportunity to go on an NFL roster, go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And come back when the time calls. So I think it's a complementary league. I think it creates jobs for players. It creates jobs for coaches and trainers and equipment people. So in that respect, I think everybody should support it.
JK, what's the salary base going to be like for these players? You know what I mean? What are they going to be compensated, and how is that managed?
I'd love to come on your show in a few weeks when I can tell you,
I gotcha,
the details of this. But it's going to be, I'll tell you this, that in this league we will pay more than any league outside the NFL. And so we think we'll get the next best players, any player that you won't have to leave the country to play in another league. For a while, there was NFL Europe, and then there's Canada. We think we'll keep guys home. That's our hope.
Okay, that's good. J.K. McKay is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Obviously, respecting your desire to keep it, quiet, and when you guys announce the eight cities and the eight coaches, certainly not trying to pry that from you. But I am curious here, the cross, like, in broad terms, geographically speaking, is it going to be a cross-section of X amount on the West Coast and X amount on the East Coast? Are they top 30 markets? Is it accommodate? Like, just give us at least a ballpark, what we can expect geographically, if you can.
Well, there will be a Western division and an Eastern division.
Okay.
But I don't think that tells you a whole lot. Yeah.
No, that's why I'm going to say
furthest,
go ahead.
That's the four teams that are furthest west will be in the Western Division.
Yeah, okay.
We're still talking. There's one or two. We're still talking with people about it. We'll be in a kind of a variety of markets, all what we believe are good markets for football, where we have fans that are interested in football and want to support football. Some NFL cities, some not.
Yeah. Okay, so in theory, you could have a top 15 market and then market 90, whatever. It's not necessarily, there's no, it's broad parameters. I mean, that's obviously open to interpretation.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say probably a mixed bag, yeah.
Any changes to any modifications to the actual field of play in terms of width? I'm sure it's going to be 100 yards, but what about the width of the field? You guys doing anything quirky with that?
No, we're going to play traditional football.
Yeah.
We want it to be real football. That's why we've got guys like Bill Polian at the top of this thing. Bill insists at every turn, and I agree with him, this is going to be real football. Now, the one thing that we have talked about is that we're not going to have kickoffs. It's an unsafe play, and I think if you're reinventing football, and Tiki probably agree with this, if you're reinventing it, you wouldn't have it. It's just too dangerous.
Yeah.
And the interesting part we've announced is we're going to have no extra points, only two-point conversions. And
kickers are going to hate you, JK. The kickers are going to hate
exactly
you.
Exactly right. They always have hated me. But the other thing that's interesting is, you want to do away with kickoffs, but you need an onside kick possibility, right?
Yeah.
But that's a very dangerous play too. So what we've decided to do is, I think it's a really interesting rule, is we're not going to have onside kicks, but you can, after you score a touchdown, you can elect to take the ball at your own 35-yard line, 4th and 10.
Okay.
If you pick up, instead of an onside kick, you'll have your quarterback on the field, your best players on the field, 4th and 10, and if you pick up the first down, you keep the ball. If you don't, you turn the ball over at that point. So that, instead of an onside kick, which is, one, a dangerous play, and also largely based on luck, in my opinion. So I think it's an interesting idea. Bill Polian and I and others sat, and this has been studied in other leagues as well. The opportunity to convert a 4th and 10 is probably about between 1 and 4 and 1 and 5. So not dissimilar to what an onside kick would be, but much safer.
Yeah, sounds like you're going to have some brotherly advice for your brother for the competition committee if this should work out for you guys. Look,
I'm sure they'll look at it.
Yeah, definitely, especially if it's successful and then reduces some injuries. Look, this is a fun league. We can tell already. We're looking forward to it premiering in about a year or so. I'm assuming you and Charlie Ebersole and the folks behind this. Good job, man, and good luck with it.
Thanks. We look forward to you being one of our broadcasters at a very low price.
Not one of the A-team, buddy.
The A-team.
Let's not forget that, JK.
We'll talk to CBS Sports Network
A-team,
about being compensated.
That's right. Roll us in. Opening night. We'll see you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, JK.
Bye, man. Thanks.
Awesome. It's pretty cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.